What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you for downloading and checking us out this week. We're glad that you're here week after week and glad that you're enjoying the story that we're telling. And I think, Rodrigo, our intrepid crew have a bit of a problem as a crest of goblins is about to smash onto the deck of the ship.
That would be bad.
It would be, but good thing they recognize us at the last minute.
Hey, we know those guys.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Yeah, there's a hobgoblin that's leading that group, and basically right as a hail of spears is about to fall on you guys, he like says something in goblin, and then they all stay their attack.
Oh, thank you.
Do we know him?
Maybe. I mean, you guys met a lot of hobgoblins last time you were here.
On Critical Hits!
Is he orange?
Yeah, he's like orange.
I know that guy.
Yeah, and he's like, the goblins are like kind of asking him about it, and he like turns to one of them, and again, just speaking in goblin, says like something, and then he like makes a motion, like a kind of J-shaped motion down the side of his face, and then, you know, like points towards you guys. And all the goblins like calm down. So clearly he also recognized the car.
Yep. Sideburns.
Yep. What are you guys doing here?
We were here to help.
Why did you blow up the wall?
We didn't do that. Your enemies did that.
But we took as many out as we could while we were getting in.
Did look like you were there blowing stuff up too.
Oh, we just got caught
Everybody
in the wake.
Everybody looks at Randus.
Magoubliet still here?
Yeah, where else would he be?
I don't know. All the other gods have gone missing or are dead.
Well, all the other gods are stupid.
That might be true, honestly.
Fair point.
So you know
can
that
you take us to him?
Or even better, to the pillar?
He'll probably want to see you. We are going to tie you up, though, just in case you're actually responsible for all of this.
Sure, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. Like, they like throw you some ropes and like, here, tie yourselves up.
Sounds good. I will
tie
myself
ourselves
up
loosely.
They find a large enough plank to set up to the ship. Hobgoblin comes on, and now he is joined by a bugbear. And, you know, bugbears are really big. Furry, a big goblin ears, little cute little button nose, like animal nose. Only thing that's cute about him. The hobgoblin comes onto your ship, and the bugbear follows them, and he's like, okay, all right, well, go down the gangplank. And as Orym goes by, the hobgoblin stops him and reaches for the rope and just like yanks it.
Oh, my delicate wrists.
Yeah, and then, like, pats him on the shoulder for him to, like, keep going.
Thank you.
So, you guys climb down the makeshift gangplank. When you guys look back at the ship, you see sort of the gangplank is still there, and you see something, like, kind of pop over the edge and roll down a little bit before it gets stuck down the gangplank. It is a weird spiky gourd.
That needs to come with us.
And then behind it, you see a sword also kind of do the same thing. It like pops over and like slides down.
Ugh, and that then, does not need to come with us.
That actually does
and then,
need to
like,
come with us.
A bowl of soup like comes up and then like slides down a little bit and then just kind of falls off the plank and onto the pond.
Oh, poor bowl of soup.
Taste.
I'm sorry, Landis.
Do we see like drumstick up there throwing things?
Yeah, you can see her nose like poking like stuff up over the edge.
Nice.
You see Salat's dagger, like, also slide down and fall into the water.
No, wait, no.
We might need that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will make a grab for that.
Okay. Hey, where are you guys going?
Stuff is falling off of our boat.
You guys are so weird.
Should Drumstick come with us this time?
Yeah, I think she'd probably have to stay on the ship, right?
But she... The goblins, and they were ready to kill just about everything on here.
Think she'll be okay.
She's very good at hiding. Although, Drumstick, do you want to come with us, or do you want to hide?
You see Orym's painting come over the gangplank.
Oh, it lands in the water and just starts dissolving
yep.
the colors.
Yep.
I think we got that everything was, we need.
That was going to be a gift for Sakaar. Anyway, I pick up my sword and sheathe it.
I stab my Gordon to my bag.
Okay. The goblins are perplexed by all of this, but it's like the bugbear picks up the bowl and like just kind of like tucks it into like Sakaar's armor. And then again, kind of gives him a pat. Like, you're welcome.
All right.
You've got a
soul. Do we have everything?
Suit. Yeah, it looks like you guys got everything. Everything that you're going to need.
Right. And a bowl.
And a bowl, yeah.
Now I have to all use right. that bowl to save the day in some interesting way, so.
Well, we'll need from the audience is one common household object.
And a location.
Pudding.
Okay.
Pudding.
Goblin City.
Goblin Island. Goblin Island, okay.
Pudding.
All right.
Soup.
So you guys are surrounded by goblins and being led down the way. The goblins that are surrounding you are making a big show of like kind of poking their spears at you. They're not actually trying to poke you with them, but you know, they're like making aggressive gestures and going like yeah 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 and stuff, you know, like just making noises and growling and hissing. As you guys walk down the way a little ways, you sort of come around the plaza where the where your ship is, and suddenly, now that the you're not riding an astral tidal wave or being accosted, I guess you are still being accosted by goblins, but not under mortal threat from goblins, you realize that you can see the pillar from here.
Oh, that's what those look like. I thought they'd be like normal size pillars.
How does it look?
It looks big. Oh, that was out of character. Sorry.
It does look big. Just goes up into the sky. It looks black, but you guys know that as you get closer to it, you'll be able to see more red in it. It looks like all the other ones so far. And it does obscure the sky over Snapstab, and you guys are heading in its direction.
So can we tell what the smoke is?
No, you guys rode almost to the opposite end of the island, and then now you're closer to the center, so that's pretty far away from where you guys are. You can see it in the distance, but you can't tell what it is.
So it's not the whole island encased in smoke.
No.
It's the southern end, apparently.
You pass a crew of goblins. There's a hobgoblin that is like inspecting the foundations of a building. And he has like a little goblin crew. And he like makes an X like with some chalk at like close to the part of the building that touches the floor. And the other goblins start like breaking out like measuring tools and like measuring it, and he like moves on to another building with like a different crew of goblins.
Is that I'll ask like the hobgoblin that's hold us captive, it's like are they measuring buildings to throw?
Probably. I don't know, I'm not a civil engineer.
Where's all the smoke coming from?
We're burning part of the wall.
Why?
Because it makes terrible noxious smoke.
All right, then. How'd the pillar get there?
How did it get there? I guess somebody put it there.
Fair enough.
Are we going to be going anywhere near the pillar?
Yep.
Is Malgubliet at the pillar?
I don't know where he's at.
Oh. Aren't you taking us to him?
No, I'm taking you someplace to hold you until he decides that he wants to see you.
That makes sense. Is that someplace near the pillar?
Yes.
How near?
Like I said, I'm not a civil engineer.
I mean, are we talking blocks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what do you mean by blocks? Like city blocks?
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll be several hundred cubic blocks away.
Feet?
Feet? I don't know.
Okay.
Are you sure you don't want to hold us at the pillar just in case?
Why would I do that?
Well, if we were up to something, what safer place could there be to keep us?
That's true. Everybody who's gone to the pillar dies, so I guess we could try to push you through and see if you die.
Mm-hmm. That seems great.
Yep.
How has this invasion been going?
I mean, we've only had a couple incursions into the city, so I guess as well as a year-long invasion could go.
You've been holding up better than most of the other islands that we've been to.
That makes sense.
How is Malgubliet?
Splendiferous, I guess. you guys arrive at a hole, a massive hole. A hole that is so large, in fact, that the entire pillar is coming out of that hole and it still doesn't get anywhere near touching the edges. It is an enormous, enormous pit.
Wow.
The hobgoblin walks up and then walks along the edge of it, and you can see that there's a staircase leading down.
I take it we're going into the pit?
Yes, we're going to the Undercity.
Oh.
Wait, I don't think we visited there last time.
Oh. Well, it's lovely this time of year.
I'm sure. Lead the way, then.
I am!
We'll follow.
Yep, he starts going down the stairs and continues going down a set of stairs that is actually pretty steep, but it does eventually get to a level sort of platform, and then you walk along it for a little bit, and then there's another set of stairs, then eventually the platforms really widen out before continuing to more stairs, and you start seeing these kind of perfectly circular holes that tend to sort of line up roughly with the platforms. So there's like maybe between 2 and 6 holes in the wall per platform.
What's in these holes?
You look into the hole?
Yeah.
A goblin pops out and hisses at you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know this hole was occupied.
Yeah, that's that guy's house.
Oh, sorry.
These are Warrens?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, these are the cheap ones near the lip. They get a little ritzier as we go down, and then you get to about the mid ring and they're pretty numerous. That's like, you know, for like the working types.
Okay. Very nice.
All right. You guys continue descending, and sure enough, you pass several different types of Warren clusters. And you keep descending. There are times when like the platforms are big enough that they could be streets. You know, they're like, you could comfortably walk like 5 across them. Sometimes the stairways split and basically go down to a second half level. Sometimes there's other stuff. There's like, you know, you pass what appears to be like a government building that is also just a hole in the wall. It's just like a fancier hole in the wall. You do see goblins like come out of the holes and climb up the walls and into other holes every once in a while. And you guys descend for hours. It takes about 3 hours to get where you're going. But eventually you get to what appears to be pretty close to the bottom, in that you can look down and it looks like there is like solid ground for several blocks.
Okay.
And the hobgoblin leads you, and then leads you to a set of pretty narrow holes on the wall.
Okay, is this where Malgubliet is at?
No, this is where we hold you.
Oh, Why do we get such nice accommodations if we're all the way down here at the bottom?
What do you mean?
Didn't you say the good stuff was always down here and the smaller stuff was up top?
I mean, I don't know what you know about urban planning, but it doesn't always work that way.
Ah, okay.
Anyway, one per hole, please.
Lovely.
Sure.
How big are these holes?
Barely big enough for Sakaar to be in there in the fetal position.
Mm.
I take the fanciest hole.
Of course okay. You do.
Orm calls the one that doesn't seem to have any biological matter in it.
I call the next fanciest.
Can we have bigger holes?
No, these are cells.
Yeah, can we have a bigger... She like gestures at Sakaar. This is too small for him.
Too small? I guess we could put you in bugbear holding.
That would be much better.
Okay. He like turns to the bugbear and starts saying something in Goblin and like makes this like gesture like puts his hands together, then up, like he's gesturing at a pole, and then like he's gesturing at like a crane, and then like he's gesturing at like a chain coming down, and the bugbear's like, ah, and then like goes off. And sure enough, eventually the bugbear and goblins and a bunch of goblins come back with like this like really long pole with a crane at the end of it and a chain. There's like a thing on the ground. They like remove this like metal grate and install it, and it just like clicks right in, and they crank a winch and lower the chain, and the bugbear just like calmly goes to tie it around Sakaar's legs. Tie, 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 and he like gives a thumbs up, and they just start winching, and it's pretty fast. Like Sakaar can probably get an elbow under him so that he doesn't, like, his face doesn't hit the ground, or like the back of his head doesn't hit the ground. But essentially, you're on your back being pulled up, and then you're up.
I'll jump into my hole.
Yeah, I'm comfortably sitting in my hole.
I'll sit in my stupid hole.
This is my hole. It was made for me.
Gonna go tell the boss to tell the boss to tell the boss to tell the boss that you're here.
Great. Thank you.
The bugbear like brings over a barrel and sets it in front of you guys, sits on it, points at a little sparkle. You no run or I sleep you. And he like makes a motion like inside his mouth.
You mean eat me?
Eat? What this? And he like points like he's eating something.
Yeah, that's eat. Sleep would be like this. And she like makes the little like hand pillow.
Oh, yeah. You no run or eat me you.
Okay. Noted.
Is he going to eat us?
He's threatening to.
You run, eat me you.
I wouldn't run.
If I run, you'll eat me.
If I run, you eat me.
Yes, definitely that one.
And he like motions to his mouth again.
She nods.
So you guys hang out in the hole for a while, except for Sakaar, who hangs out upside down, which is actually surprisingly comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Stretches out your neck.
Yep.
How else would you sleep?
Within...
Brian?
Within maybe an hour, you guys see... maybe a couple hundred goblins coming down carrying these big like these big long cylinders, and they're pretty big, so it takes like two goblins per and there's like a ton of them, and you can see that something's going on in the back of the group, but as they get closer to you, you can see the ones that you can actually see closer to the front open up their cylinders and start pulling something out of them and just like scattering it on the ground.
I peer out over my hole.
Okay. It looks like they're scattering like petals.
Oh.
Like flower petals.
Of course,
I stand up without getting eaten?
Yeah, you can kind of peek out.
Okay.
The bugbear is like very busy trying to like dislodge something from his teeth.
Oh, okay. I will stand there looking at what's going on and brush any dirt off my robes.
Okay. Yep, they appear to be laying down a very thick carpet of flower petals, and they will get basically right up to where you guys are and then make like a big disc of flower petals right in front of yourselves.
That's with the flowers, guys.
Magoobliet's coming.
Magoobliet, he likes to make an entrance.
Oh,
stand up, Dalin, show some respect.
Just be polite and possibly prepared to perform.
Oh, and I reach. Oh, I don't have my play anymore.
Oh, no.
I can write another one.
Eventually, a lot of. Mostly, this group is mostly hobgoblins. There's maybe a couple hundred of them, but there are a couple bugbears and a very small handful of goblins. All of these guys are wearing like their robes have like tighter collars and actually have like epaulets, and they line up around the or they line up on either side of the petal path and stand at attention. And eventually from down the way, you guys can hear music. And sure enough, eventually you see from the distance coming down the petal path, you see Malgubliet, who continues to look like a young man with impeccable bedhead. pointy ears, and just like very well dressed, has a long fancy jacket, but he's not wearing it. He has it like kind of thrown over his shoulder, and a nice kind of little billower button up shirt, cool cummerbund, and like very tight pants and boots, like riding boots. And he has a sword at his side, like a thin kind of like a floret. Is that what those are called? Anyway,
mm-hmm. Maybe
like a skinny sword.
An epee?
Yeah, something like that. Like a fencing, like a fencing foil kind of thing. Oh. And as he comes down, the guys on either side of the path like clap as he approaches, and he walks by and he's like, thank you, and, like, we'll look at one of them and be like, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and there's, like, you guys see a band of goblins behind them playing music, and he gets to basically right in front of you guys as the band finishes the tune, and he kind of clicks his heels together and, like, does, like, a big side, like, a big wave to the side, and all of the hobgoblins, goblins, and bugbears along the path, like, kind of like stand at attention and then begin like filing out. The band all like goes over there and is just kind of waiting to see if he wants to play more music.
Hello, Magoobliet. It's good to see you looking well.
Oh, I remember you guys. You're dressed differently though. Is this really what you wanted to wear to this meeting?
Well, we didn't really have many options. It's been a little bit complicated journey to get back here, and then we got arrested and tossed into cells, so we haven't had a chance to freshen up properly.
Well, I suppose would you like to? Yeah, you know what, I'm kind of busy, so why are you guys back?
We're here to help you with your pillar situation.
I don't know if you'll be able to do that. Do you want to get down? He says, pointing at Sakaar.
Yes.
He takes out his sword and like basically like flicks it at the chain, and he's like nowhere near it, but the chain still like snaps and you like fall down.
Can I do like an epic landing?
Your feet are tied together, so about the best that you can do is like a cat landing. You can basically land like with your palms in front of you and your feet together in like a kind of like a leapfrog kind of position.
I'll take it.
Okay. Malgubliet doesn't seem entirely unimpressed by that. You want me to get those restraints off you?
Yes, please.
He like cuts them off. How about you guys?
Sparkle's already out of her ropes.
Okay.
Same.
And me too. Okay. Although it took a little bit longer.
I could use some help.
Poor Randa. That tracks.
He also flicks his sword in Randa's direction, and the rope snaps.
Hey, thank you.
All right, now where's the stab?
It snaps, stab.
Oh.
It snaps, now the stab.
So why do you say you don't think we can do anything about your pillar?
I think there's too many of you.
Well,
what do you mean?
Yeah, I guess we got time for a story.
Oh,
he
okay.
Motions to the band to play story music. He walks over to the bugbear and with one hand pushes him off the barrel. Like it's nothing. Like he just taps him and the bugbear goes flying. And he puts a foot up on the barrel and leans on it. Must have been almost a year ago. The siege started. We were, of course, doing great, sending all manner of things into those ships, thinning their numbers, and then my esteemed colleague Asmodeus paid us a personal visit.
Oh, I see.
He arrived with a group of, and he kind of makes a vague motion in front of his face, like he's looking for the words. He arrived with a vague group of owl guys, and they made their way to the Undercity, and then they made their way to the Pit of Despair, and he motions to a pit that's up ahead, which is where the pillar is emanating, and got that pillar all set up, and then they set up a number of heroes gates all the way down. So it's pretty hard for us to get to them.
What's a hero's gate?
A hero's gate is this old, stupid thing that gods used to do, where they would choose a champion and they'd set up tests for them. But the whole point is that only one person at a time can cross a hero's gate, which is, of course, I will admit, pretty smart, since goblin strength is in our numbers. So there is no real way for us to overwhelm this problem with brute force, which is usually our go-to. Heroes gates are mystically stable, so we can't disenchant them. It's just kind of a mess. Only one person can make their way down, and let's just say that we've been trying to just send goblins, and that doesn't work. Whatever's down there, goblins aren't good at dealing with it.
I take it none have returned?
Nope, none have returned. The nice thing is, though, is that the gates open when the quote-unquote hero dies. So we usually know that somebody hasn't made it because all the gates swing open again.
So each gate closes after someone goes through.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, you ragtag bunch of misfits aren't going to be able to get all the way down there.
But so the gates are open now, but as soon as somebody goes through, the gate will close.
Mm-hmm. And so then if somebody dies, they'll open again.
So one person could walk all the way to the pillar.
Yes, assuming that whatever is in between each of the gates doesn't eat them or kill them or disintegrate them or turn them into a zombie or whatever Asmodeus has put down there. Also, there's a problem in that the Pit of Despair in general is bad for you.
What does it do?
It has these weird, creepy shadows that kind of, mess with your head.
She looks at Dalin. I think this might be for you.
Doing this?
What do you mean? Wait. You guys are thinking of sending this guy.
Yeah.
In what I can clearly see is a party of mixed fruit, he is the greenest. I can just tell by looking at him.
That tracks.
Shadow thing.
But shadows are my specialty.
Oh, really? I do appreciate, I do like your style. not a lot of people could pull off a spine gourd randomly sticking out of their backpack.
And Dolan will reach to grab the spine gourd. And I'm the one who's supposed to shut off this pillar.
Malgubliet gets close to the gourd, then for the briefest of instants, you guys see him look a little bit scared, and he like takes a step back from the gourd. Nice. Like, okay. Well, it's going to be pretty tough, but if that's what you want to do, I wouldn't stop you. I mean, we do want to get rid of this thing. Honestly, it's a huge eyesore. I hate it.
I hope it becomes something more aesthetically pleasing.
Well, it'll become something. Every time that we've gotten rid of one of these gourds, something dramatic has happened.
I like dramatic. Dramatic how?
Oh, things on fire, things.
Flood of ambergris.
Yeah. I don't know, the whole island's nature being restored to normal.
Wow. Now I'm very interested in sending you down there.
So he would have to make the entire journey alone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any ideas of what kind of challenges there are there besides the normal factors of the pit?
I'm pretty sure the challenges closer to the top are like fighty stuff, because you can still hear hear the screams of the goblins we've sent down there. But Asmodeus, they're not going to be all like fighting stuff. And like you think, oh, I'm going to supposed to fight this thing. And it turns out you're supposed to like outsmart it or something. That's what happens when somebody is like really in love with their own intelligence, you know?
Mm.
It's like, you could just make this simple. You could have probably come up with something where like nobody could get through. But you had to be like, hey, man, I know that you have a lot of goblins and not any that are super smart. And of course, he knew that I wouldn't go down there myself.
Sure. I'm glad you didn't. He's managed to kill or at least defeat most of the other gods he's encountered.
Which ones?
Kord. He turned Thien to his side.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure what happened to Great Tiger.
And it's also Corlon hasn't shown up either.
Mm. Yeah, see, Cord, I could definitely see. Cord didn't stand a chance. He probably tried to like fight him in single combat of something stupid like that.
Pretty sure that's what happened.
Yeah. Who else would I have pegged? Yeah, Auradon, another guy who probably just tried to stand his ground like a moron. I don't know if he's gone up against the Bronze Prince, but I wouldn't put any stock in that guy either. Thien, I'm a little surprised about, although you said Thien was cooperating with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I mean, sure. That under certain circumstances, I would have cooperated with him too. Who else?
What about
Why didn't you?
He didn't give me the option because he knows.
He knows what?
He knows that I know.
That you know what?
He knows that I know how he works.
And how is
See,
that?
Everybody that goes up against Asmodeus tries to beat him. And he knows that I know that there's no beating him. You just have to get things to the point where they're not worth his while anymore. That's why he didn't start with a plan A with us. He just throws mercenaries at us. And then he actually ran in and did this. But you know, he didn't try to take me out. He didn't try to like mass exterminate my goblins or turn them into zombies or whatever, because he knows that I know. He knows that I would just start poking at his plan until it wasn't worth doing anymore. You can't win. You can only get him to stop playing. And that's why he doesn't mess with me, except for this thing, which I hate.
Do you think that by taking down these pillars, it will not be fun for him anymore and he'll just go away?
Probably not. You said there were multiples of these?
Yeah, four.
We've taken
total.
Down three of the four. This is the last.
Yeah, I would imagine these pillars are a big, shiny, ugly, stupid plan A. So if you do take down all the pillars, you really have to prepare yourselves for plans, I don't know, B through H.
Lovely.
And you can't anticipate them. You just have to, again, make them not worthwhile so that he'll move on to the next one and the next one and the next one until you have a plan that you can both live with.
Have you heard from any of the other gods, Urenco or...
No, but no one ever hears from Urenco.
What about the Weeping Maiden?
I don't think so. Pretty sure she's still alive because I can sometimes hear her.
Crying.
Mm-hmm.
What about Phytanozoa?
I can't imagine anybody actually killing Phytanozoa. I don't know if Phytanozoa can be killed.
Mm.
Do you know of any who are absolutely dead?
That would be harder to determine. I really haven't spent a lot of time catching up since we came out of Shadow. It's been pretty much nonstop fighting. And my blue period. So. So, you know.
All right. Well, do you have anything you could, you know, give Dalin or advise him to prepare him?
Well, advice, I would say expect a lot of curveballs. And yeah, there's probably something I can give to him. I mean, I wouldn't just send him down there. If he's going to go and he's actually going to help us, I'll send him off.
You think there's any way we could all get through this gate at the same time?
Explicitly no.
Could we all get on each other's shoulders and wear a really long coat?
I doubt it.
I don't think Puppet Man's going to work in this situation.
Once a gate is open, only one can pass through.
Mm-hmm.
So we could theoretically help him open the first gate.
I mean, it's already open.
Yes, all the gates are open.
We wouldn't be able to help him with the challenge.
Right. He has to pass. The first challenge is past the first gate. I suppose the gates are entrances rather than goals.
What if we all climbed inside a bag of holding?
Don't think that works.
I mean, if you're willing to try it, I'm certainly willing to sacrifice your life for the experiment.
Is there any way to use your godly power to merge the five of us into one being?
I'll be the head.
I think there would be.
That really? Might be an option.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there wouldn't be a way of reversing it.
Okay, yeah, no thank you.
It's okay, guys. I can do this.
We don't doubt that you can. We just don't want you to have to.
Yeah, I just met you, and you seem like a nice guy.
Thank you.
Well, if your mind's made up, meet me at the Pit of Despair in 1 hour, and we'll send you off. Now I gotta change. And he just disappears.
All right, I suppose we should head that way.
Mm.
The bugbear, like, comes back, limping. Like, sits on the barrel. Oh, okay, you can go now.
Okay.
Can you show us to the Pit of Despair?
He points at the pillar. You just look for pillar.
Okay.
Start. We shall head towards the Pit of Despair. Way.
Okay. It's a walk. So, yeah, I mean, if you think about what you've seen, the first pit, the Undercity, is just huge, colossal, right? It's as big as some of the cities you've been in, just in diameter, plus then the warrens that go into the underground, underneath the city above. And then, pretty close to the center of it, or maybe right at the center of it, is this, like, huge, also huge pit, because it's still wide enough that this entire pillar is, like, emanating from it, and it doesn't touch the walls. So it takes you guys, you know, several minutes to walk over there. And by the time you get there, there's already a huge assembly of goblinoids, easily 100,000 and growing.
They want to see this.
I want to see this.
We told them they'd get rid of the pillar.
Are you ready?
A hobgoblin comes up and says, which one of you is Dalton?
It's Dalin, sir, and that's me.
Oh, okay, all right. So for this, we're thinking, are you thinking like a savage sword kind of thing or more like a warrior scholar kind of thing?
Probably the latter.
All right. He takes your measurements. And pretty soon, a bunch of goblins and a couple more hobgoblins show up and just right in front of you start whipping up an outfit, which mostly goes over your current outfit, except it's like kind of like big sweeping Arabian Nights like shoulder pads, like that go over your outfit. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And then like out, like like up the neck is like a metallic collar. They definitely clean you up, like clean up your clothes, give you some like make sure that your sleeves are properly tucked into your bracers, and probably like cheat it some with like pins to make sure that it looks as good as possible. They give you brand new shoes. They're just like, these shoes are not gonna make it. And then they give you a pair of glasses, like small kind of like reading glasses that just sit on top of your nose. Oh, and they like style your hair into like not really a ponytail, they just like hold it back and then clip it with a wide like metal clip.
Let them do their thing.
Okay. Eventually the Sea of Goblins, which is now several hundred thousand, parts as Malguliad makes his way towards you. He is followed by an entourage, and he says, "Well, well, darling, mm-hmm. right. You are about to embark on an adventure that may very well save this city." And he like waves out, and all the goblins cheer.
I clap as well.
Yeah.
Oh.
Looking around, and lean over to Rand. This is how it always goes.
And now,
okay.
You see, we have been trying lots of different things. We have sent strong goblins, smart goblins, and that hasn't worked out so well. So we were about to try to send some, like a strong bugbear, and maybe followed up by a strong or by a very intelligent hobgoblin. And he like kind of motions to two of the one hobgoblin and one bugbear that are with him, and they kind of like straighten up and look like cool and tough. and they do. These are like so far the best dressed guys that you've seen so far, aside from Malguliet. At least the hobgoblin. The bugbear definitely has like a, you know, strap across the front, like loincloth barbarian kind of look. Very, very clearly, very iconic, purposeful look. So now we will send you off on this journey that Asmodeus has laid out before you. But of course, I would not be who I am, and this would not be my city, if I didn't try to cheat at least a little bit. And he whips around, and this like horrible green lightning shoots out of his fingers, and he just like zaps the bugbear and the hobgoblin, and they just scream. They're like, "Ah!" And it like he like disintegrates them into like motes of green energy, which then he like basically wiggles his fingers and like dances backwards and stuff and begin to like coalesce. Half of them coalesce into like a forehead guard, like a basically like a diadem with like a front plate, kind of like what Orym wears. And the other one coalesces into a long sword. When you look at them, the diadem has an iconic looking hobgoblin, and the longsword's crossguard is like the head of a bugbear. They are like very shiny and silvery, and he's wiggling his fingers as they form, and then he like extends his hands, and each one flies to one of his hands, and then he turns around and he says, "Dalin, I present you with this sword and magic helmet."
Sword and magic helmet.
Sword and magic helmet.
Sword and magic helmet.
Just gives a side glance to Orym.
But because he is Magubliet's champion.
That's right. He takes the sword and like puts it over his forearm, and like holds the the grip with his palm for Dalin to take it.
Dalin will gently lift it, bow, and thank you.
And then he holds up the helm like he's going to put it over your head.
Yeah, Dalin will remain in the bow after he says thank you.
And he places it on Dalin's head and says, "Arise, champion," and then waits there to see if you want to say something.
Dalin will stand tall, touch the diadem, feel it, take the glasses that he was given, adjust them as he looks at the sword.
Yeah.
Flip the glasses off, raise the sword high, and teleport towards the entrance.
Okay.
Wow.
Magublid goes, "Ooh!" "Onward, champion!" And all the goblins cheer.
Good luck.
Yes.
You got this.
Oh, boy.
Dalin approaches the first gate. It is like basically there's a staircase down, and then there is a lentil kind of looking thing, like a posted lentil, not like the lentils you eat.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't even appear to have a door in front of it.
Step through.
Okay. Dalin steps through, and a wall appears between those, obscuring everybody's view of Dalin. Malgubliet kind of cranes his neck to see what's going on, but he's like, "I'm not going to be able to see anything." And he's like, "Well, and now we wait." And just kind of looks around for a little while. You guys can hear some like loud noises coming from the gate. And then you hear the loud noises stop coming from the gate.
Everybody watches the gate.
Yeah, everybody watches the gate. Watches the gate. And Magubla is like, yeah, all right. It hasn't opened, okay? He's not dead.
Huzzah!
So then everybody keeps waiting and keeps waiting and keeps waiting. At one point, a goblin near the front like plops down, and Malgubliet like rolls his eyes toward him, and that goblin looks incredibly scared, and then he just like rolls his eyes back and stops looking at him, and then there is like a mass sitting, like just hundreds of thousands of butts just like plopping down.
I'll sit, but she seems very nervous and fidgety.
Yeah. So this kid pretty smart.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully that thing I did will actually work.
What did you do?
You bestowed him with the strength and smarts of your goblin and hobgoblin?
Yeah, that's kind of how it's supposed to work, but I had to like really kind of dial it back. Like and he like makes like a wide motion, like general intelligence and general power. You know what I mean? Because if like I actually made it so that the thing could talk to him, maybe that would be too close, like having someone else in there, and then they'd both just get obliterated.
It's clever.
Thank you. So yeah. Well, the gate hasn't opened, so he's probably doing pretty well.
Yeah.
You guys hungry?
Yeah, actually.
All right, let's get some food. And he like waves around and like goblins go to get food. And eventually this thing kind of turns into like a fair. There's like so many people here and they bring a lot of food and like people are just kind of milling around. And by people, I really mean goblins, like milling around and talking to each other. You guys kind of lose track of him for a while, but eventually you see Malgubliet like just literally sitting at the pit, like with his legs dangling down, like looking down. He's got a lizard skewered on a stick. He's like eating it.
Kind of crane down to see if he can see something I can't.
No, I can't see anything. That's the problem with the pit of despair, is like it's like supernaturally dark in there and shadowy and stuff. But you said this kid is like good at shadows, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good illusion, shadow magic.
Boy, I wish he'd hurry up. I'm starting to get kind of antsy here.
Starting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
you guys,
a nice beat.
You guys heard any good jokes?
Not recently, unfortunately. I've been away for a year.
That's okay. I guess maybe we can get something else going, like a game. Like, you guys like throwing things. We can maybe set up some spikes for you guys to throw some goblins if you want.
I could just throw at not goblins.
Really? Because I could spare the goblins.
I know.
It's really no trouble. I mean, I understand that we're under siege, but really, I have a lot of goblins. It's really no trouble at all.
I don't really like killing sentient things for fun.
You don't?
No.
Not for fun.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess to each his own. You know, I've been around for a long time, and really what I found most of the time is, and the gate swings open.
Oh, no.
And he looks at it and says, and everybody heard, there was a low roar of people, goblins talking and playing and whatever, eating. And everybody stops and looks at the gate. And Magublid is like, well, the important thing is not to get disheartened. It might be that this young man was not able to carry our hopes all the way, at which point the pillar flickers, disappears for a second, reappears, and then begins to grow, change color into a weird translucent blue color, coalesce into an ice type substance, grow a bunch of spikes of ice, and basically expand almost all the way to the edge of the pit of despair. And my Google looks, I was like,
that was weird.
That was weird. What is this stuff? And he walks over to it, looks at one of the spikes, reaches for it, breaks it off, pretty sturdy. He grabs it with two fingers, flicks it, and it makes a tone. Oh, sounds interesting. He basically winds up and throws it at a goblin, and it just impales it right through the head and just falls backwards. Pretty sharp too. So anybody wanna guess what happened?
I'm gonna say Dalin was successful.
Yeah, and he's probably, so every time the gourd is worked, the person who used it has been stuck in some way, guarding it. He might still be down there.
Oh, that's weird. Well, if he succeeded, then the gates are all open. I guess that does happen when you succeed. We just haven't succeeded yet. So I'm sure we can get him some food or whatever. At which point you guys, in the eyes, you can see Dalin's face, looking around. And it's huge. It's an enormous facsimile of Dalin's face.
Dalin, can you hear us?
Yeah, you can hear him.
Yes.
how you doing?
I got here.
Okay.
How was the trip?
Oh, terrible.
Miserable?
Oh, sorry. Well, glad you made it through.
Me too.
Are you in the ice or crystal or whatever this is?
Am I?
I don't know. Are you? Says Malgubliet. You try to do something?
Yeah.
What do you try to do?
I'll try to lift a hand.
Okay. You guys see the ice part, and you see Dalin's hand come out of it. This is a normal size Dalin hand.
Can you come all the way out?
Try to step forward.
Okay. Yep. The ice parts and Dalin comes out of it.
No, so you're okay.
Do you feel like you need to stay here?
Is the pillar still a big tower of ice spikes?
Yep.
I don't know.
I mean, you're out of it. I mean, can we just go now? I mean,
feel the gourd?
Yep, it's down there.
What happens if I try to walk away?
You can basically, it's only very sharp-eyed ones can tell. You can feel it the moment you start walking away from it, but the ice starts to melt. It's little droplets begin to appear on the edges of it. So, you know, you can probably walk away a fair distance, but...
So, I think I live in Snapstab now.
Well, that's a great place for the hero of Snapstab to live.
You're three not cheers wrong.
Three cheers for Dalin. Hip, hip. Hooray!
Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Hooray! Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Oh, man. Well, I guess we're just going to have to come up with a brand new outfit for you. And he, like, Magubliad walks up to Dalin and, like, puts an arm over his shoulder and says, so, this ice stuff, you can, like, control it and stuff, and just, like, starts walking him away from you guys and into, like, a crowd of goblins.
Can we have a minute, Magubliad?
What?
Can we have a moment to say goodbye to him?
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right. All right, everybody, scram, go write some songs about this moment or something, and we'll all get together and workshop it. And all the goblins start scattering, and he says, I'll just come back in like a half hour or something.
So,
you guys need
good.
Anything else?
I think we're good. We need to move our ship.
Yeah. Oh, where is it?
It's in a pond down by the aqueduct.
In a plaza.
Oh, yeah.
Pond I'll point plaza, a big yeah. icicle at it if I can.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
Over
yeah.
that
okay.
way.
I'll get a core down there to move it out to the locks. We might have to get you guys out in a hurry so that we don't have to open the gate.
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, yeah. Dalin, I'll come back in a while. When you guys are ready, I'll post a goblin over there. You just go talk to him and he'll get you set up, all right? Good meeting you guys again. Dalin, you're my man. And he, like, turns away from you guys and just, like, walks away. And about four steps into his walk away, he just, like, fades away.
Oh, Sparkle, like, gives Dalin a hug. Says, you're going to be a legend here.
Apparently, like, Dalin will hug back even tighter. Apparently, I am Lady Sparkle, but not the legend that you guys will be.
Oh. I don't know. We'll see. We've still got a ways to go to make the world not worth Asmodeus' while.
Yeah. I believe in you. Well, I know the others did too.
Thank you. It's been an honor to travel with all of you.
Please let them know that we succeeded when you're done.
Of course.
Dalin, I very proud of you. You did a great job. I wish that we could go back to the Feywild together and get to know each other, but thank you. I will let everyone know about you.
I appreciate that.
Sure.
And I will do my best to continue your teachings here, if that would be okay.
Sure, that sounds fine.
This is going to be some interesting classes.
I think you'll have plenty of students.
Nudge Randus into step up.
Yeah. Well, good job, Dalin. I think he'll do great things here. We'll take the rest of it from here.
I know you will. You've done this enough times.
Yeah, so of moving successfully.
You stopped at this one because it's the one.
Yes.
Dalin will give a side glance to Sakaar for a moment. I believe you'll get their warden, Duthane.
Yeah, we'll see this through.
Good.
Sakaar extends his sword.
Dalin will do the same.
Tap the swords together. Team sword bro.
Team sword bro for life.
I won't forget you.
Nor I you. And please, go save the universe. The multiverse? Is that what it is now?
We'll save everything.
Thank you, Dalin.
Thank you. I'll miss you all.
Yeah.
And we'll miss you.
Turns to wipe away tears.
The eyes opens up.
I guess I'll step inside.
Yeah. Dalin steps into the ice and disappears into the pillar. Enormous pillar of spiky ice.
Well, that's weird. It's happened all the time.
Something like
that. It's always different, but that one was particularly dramatic. But I suppose we are in Snapstab.
Yeah. You guys do spot a hobgoblin who is like sitting there, like politely waiting.
Head over.
Okay. As you approach, he stands up and says, we are We believe we can get your ship out.
Okay.
Follow me.
Okay.
He leads you back down in a different direction. I mean, you're not making like a beeline to where you were before. You're kind of moving maybe more westerly than before. You know, once you're all the way out of the Undercity. Although as you make your way out, you do spot that bugbear that was your warden or your like jail manager. And he's sitting there and he's got a little, well, probably like a normal sized like string instrument. It just looks little in his hands. And he's got like two goblins with him. And he's like, Dalin, you no run away. I eat you. And yeah, as you guys make your way to the Undercity, you can, it's like, it's terrible if you take a step back and listen to it because it's like absolute cacophony. But you hear a lot of goblins singing about Dalin.
Oh.
Well, that's nice.
Eventually, he walks you somewhere else and he really doesn't seem to be leading you guys back to the pond. But eventually he leads you to another part of the city where they've already, you can see that they set up these like basically like series of rolling logs in, and I mean, and they're like sanded and polished. Like clearly this is something for moving large objects that they have here. Like they didn't improvise this. This is something that they can do. And they are putting the final touches into loading your ship onto the building trebuchet or like building slingshot.
Oh, okay.
God. Yeah. This is.
You could say we'd have to leave quickly.
Oh, boy. Yep.
Unfortunately, we won't be able to open the gates. Otherwise, the siege would get in. But we've calculated a good vector as long as. We also went in and moved things around in your hull towards the back. That way you, the nose won't tip down because you don't want to hit. And he like shows you an angle like you don't want to hit the astral sea. And then he like makes like this like explosion motion with his hands. Anyway, I'm not an engineer. I'm just a servant. But yeah, this is what the Corps told me. So Once things are set up, we'll go through launch sequence. So you all might want to get inside the ship and hold on to something. Oh, and secure anything loose that might cause problems if it's bouncing around at speed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go to the lab and get drumstick.
Yep. Make sure everything's the hatches are battened down and. Everything is secured.
Cram as many loose things as we can into haversacks.
Yeah. Make sure that all the portholes are closed.
Yes.
All right. So you guys all do that. And you can hear from the outside somebody go, Fanank! Rook! And you guys realize that none of you speak goblin and you don't know when this is going to happen.
Everyone's trapped in.
Countdown, but we don't know what number they're starting from.
Yep, that's right. Let's wrap there.
All right.
Sweet.
That wraps it up for this installment. So, man, we're all on the edge of our seats waiting for the
I'm well back in my seat because cut. The edge, I'm probably just going to die.
So, yeah, this is going to be fun. We'll see what happens next. Poor Dalin. Or yay, Dalin. I don't know how this works.
Dalin, we love you.
Anyway, if you have thoughts, comments, reactions, whatever, you can drop us an email, podcast@majorspoilers.com, or better yet, join the Major Spoilers Discord, and you can hang out in the Critical Hit channel, talk about this issue and all the previous installments of the Critical Hit podcast, or if you're a patron, you get access to a super secret Critical Hit room, where you can talk about all the secret things that everyone else doesn't know about yet. Oh, there is a link to our Discord in the show notes, and hopefully we will all see you there soon. But until then, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This This podcast is copyright 2020 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.